Gunwash news time here in Bushwick. And what a full house we have tonight. Armando, how are you doing? You look very, very cleaned up tonight.
I'm looking handsome.
I was very, very surprised to see you. I appreciate you offering me a bite of your burrito. I am full, but I am still happy that you offered it to me. Well, for those of you who don't know, we have an extremely, extremely full house in store. And it is all coming up on Gunwash next. I'm not even going to describe it to you because it's just coming up right now. Stay tuned, baby.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit. And I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Full house in a way, Armando, that I haven't even seen before. We have we have instruments and boards, and you know, oftentimes, Armando, we do have musicians come in, and they do bring accoutrement. But I feel as though tonight we've
say that
done
again.
Accoutrement.
I think Jeremy will say that later on in the show. I feel as though tonight we've done it in a way in which we haven't done it before. I'm looking around myself, and what can I say? I'm taken aback at how well we've done this in such a short amount of time.
The last time we saw something like this, we saw a guy pedaling with his feet. And it was like similar to this, but it was on the ground. And he was like stomping on it.
Well, yes, you're very, very correct. Yes. Well, I have to say, for the first time in a while, everyone is in studio today. We have Jack, Armando, and Spivington, and of course, the one Odetta, who did set up our wonderful interview and interviewees for tonight. You are on Gunwash. It is 9:02 p.m. Be sure to take
who's
the lower.
Here? Who's here?
Well, okay. Well, tonight we do have two different guests, and I wanted to split up the show in a way that was dynamic and interesting, but we're going to do it as a little bit of a mashup, and that's just the way things go. So tonight in the show, we do have the one Brian Shevlin, founder of the LAS Artist Collective, Con Artist, and we are very happy to have him. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, welcome.
Welcome to you, and it's good to have you. And of course, we do have the one Adam Schatz. Schatz is right, yeah. You know, I'm trepidatious, Adam, sometimes on saying people's last names. I'm worried as though perhaps if I say them wrong, they will get insulted, but I think I said it right that time.
You said it right, but I was still insulted.
Fair enough, and I will deal with that internally and somehow get over it in a way.
You should let it out. That's
okay.
Better.
Okay. Cool. Listen, for those of you coming into the city, please take the lower level. You know you're going to catch traffic tonight. It is Thursday evening, so please be careful when coming into New York City. Call-ins, of course, are 718-497-2128, and you can find us on gunwash.com. But that's not it. We are also proud broadcasters here at the HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Very proud.
Very proud,
Jeremy's
and we are
cranky,
here in
so.
The center. Well, you know,
we know
Jeremy,
what that means.
Jeremy shouldn't be cranky. I paid for his cab, and I'm sure there's plenty of beer and stuff coming for him. And be sure to stay tuned because there is plenty in store here on Gunwash. And you know, we are available on basically every podcast platform you can imagine. We will be back in just a moment, I suppose. Gunwash.com. 2 minutes. Coming out, Jeremy.
2 minutes.
187 in progress. Everybody get it. Everybody's a target. 187 in progress. Everybody get it. Everybody's a target. These niggas got me on my shit. 40 Glock, give a mag thing in the cartridge. 187 in progress. Everybody get it. Everybody's a target.
Talk to him.
Everybody get it. 40 Glock, give a man a thing in the cartridge. 187 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target.
Talk to him.
This nigga's got me on my shit.
Walk through.
This nigga's got me on my shit. 187 in progress. Everybody get it, homie, stick to the concept. Celebrity deathmatch, niggas is garbage. Run up to the award show, air out the carpet. Murder every DJ, spinning that garbage. VA satellite while America's watching. Every artist on the carpet is a target. So hit him regardless.
Real nigga shit, right up the mosh pit. Counterclockwise, waving them losses. Show up at the office while you having a conference. Deliver the rainbow to all of your sponsors. Groupies can get it too, for sucking the dick of a nigga that got more bitch in him than you. Part of the problem, I'll tie you to the back of the leg and drag your ass by your red bottoms, bitch.
187 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target. These niggas got me on my shit. 40 Glock, give a mag thing in the cartridge. 187 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target.
Talk to him.
This nigga's got me on my shit.
Walk through.
This nigga's got me on my shit. 30 racks on the neck of an artist. About another 20K on his arms. This nigga flashing 50 grand. Walk around here looking like food for the wolves. Listen, Illuminati rap. We're around today. Everybody pop them out and look at how they act. Y'all sweat. Y'all sweat. Y'all sweat. Y'all sweat. The whole place emotional. Wake up and find out some dude Frank Ocean you. Wake up and find out some dude Frank Ocean you. Wake up and find out some dude Frank Ocean you. Wake up and find out some dude Frank Ocean you.
I ain't bout to attend to the wackness. You niggas got that wax. We got this. Same lame niggas sprinkled on your playlist. Gayness. You niggas better not say shit. Smile in my face and never play my shit. Shit. Wrong niggas to play with. It's hot. The homies got heaters, they stay.
187 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target. These niggas got me on my shit. 40 Glock, give a man thing in the country.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And impressive, impressive, impressive are we here, my production, our production staff, for getting this together so quickly. I'm taken aback. Brian Shevlin and Adam Schatz are in studio along with the rest of the Gunwash crew, and of course, welcome. Thank you, Herbert Slivington, for playing. As we know, that was a song that was big. It's not often we hear a single from M.O.P., and this particular one we are extremely
that
happy.
That guy said, don't get Frank Oceaned.
Don't get Frank Oceaned. Can you explain to me, Armando, what that means?
So I mean, song's still playing.
Yeah, I know who Frank Ocean is, but what does that mean is what I'm saying.
Actually, Armando, don't just explain it to him. Explain it to everyone.
Explain it to everyone.
Well, I think, Adam, that term means when, like, let's say a guy that is, you know, let's say two friends are what is it, like, not homosexual, and then one of their friends turns gay and then likes his friend.
Oh, I didn't
if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah,
that's what happened.
You don't think it's like two friends and then one friend puts out a hit record?
Oh, that too.
Well, but is that not similar to one friend becoming homosexual?
I mean,
I don't know.
The other friend might start being his favorite fan.
I listen. I'm not as in the loop as you guys, but it seems.
Aaron, do you know who Frank Ocean is?
Yeah, he's a guy that, you know, makes music. Listen, there's a million guys that make music. What do I? I don't know about these guys. Speaking of which, hey, you know Armando?
What's up, buddy?
By the way, and before we get to all of our pals that are in the studio, you know, Jack and Odetta were away this week. It was hard.
It was just me. I was gone.
Oh, Odetta didn't go.
No, I was alone.
Oh, no wonder I only saw pictures of Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Jack, where did you go?
I went to Louisville, Kentucky.
And you went for something that was an event that was...
I spoke on a panel called Mastering the Media, where I told a room full of older people how to use things like social media.
It's interesting because, you know, I see Jack and I wonder about, like, you know, he's on the radio thing and, you know, his job is, you know, food radio and his boss is really into that. But, you know, it's interesting to see him out there talking on a panel and the other panelists are like 80 years old and Jack's in there, you know, 20.
Jack's almost 80?
Well, he acts like he's 80, but in reality, you know, he's in his late 20s or whatever. I don't know what part of his
20s. Really? That's breaking news.
Well, I don't know what part of his 20s he's in, but he's sitting there on a panel and speaking about social media to people in local
You know what
Kentucky.
I told them?
What did you say?
I said podcasts are the Wild West.
Yeah. I saw that.
I really like that.
I saw that quote. What does that mean exactly? And more so, what does that mean when you say it when you're in
Louisville,
Kentucky?
Because everybody else in the panel is in print media, and they're like, you know, well, it's very difficult to get an article through our publisher and our editor, and, you know, we only get the best show. And I said, you know, podcasts are the Wild West. We do whatever we want. We have 40 shows a week.
Yeah,
we'll interview your truck driver, you know? And
it's interesting. Yeah, you can do anything you want here.
You could also die at any moment.
Die at any moment.
On a podcast.
Like the Wild West.
Yeah. Yes, you know, and Adam, I want to say, because, you know, we've gotten
just
in trouble.
Just say it.
Well, we've gotten in trouble in the past once or twice, you know, here on the network, saying things in the podcast. Because, you know, FCC doesn't monitor what we say. And there are no antennas coming out of our building.
They've never cared less about anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and especially in this case, in a place where, you know, sort of we're allowed to say and do whatever we want in this place. And that's why it's interesting that we can have someone who plays music. And
yeah, I hate to jump in here, Aaron. Can you just, like, tell the listeners what is on the table right now in there?
Well, I was going to get to that. I just wanted to be elegant about it, but you know what, Jack, you're right. Okay. So basically Adam has brought in a series, well, I guess I'll call it modular.
There's a name for it.
Please tell me the name, Adam.
I didn't come up with the name for it, but I bring it around and it has different things in it that make sound and go together, and it's actually not very fancy, but my last name is Schatz. My name is Adam Schatz, and someone named it the Schatzophone, and that's a small circle of people would call it that, and most of them think it's stupid. And I'm probably one of them, but it's a nice name, and it's better than you saying words like modular, I think.
Well, you know,
it's pretty catchy.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like, I think when I say modular, I mean, you know, you can take pieces and put them together and mix them.
No, I know, it's just not just not fun.
No, it's not fun at all.
And you can't say it when you're sick.
Yeah, and you're right, Armando. And, you know, and that's why I'm glad kind of that Adam has a name for it, because I feel as though, what if I introduce it in a way that's incorrect and all this? And in the meantime, I'm seeing, you know, these are Casio keyboards, and these are things that I've seen in my past, and yet they're constructed in a way that I've never seen before. In fact, it's rather breathtaking, as we hear live here in studio on Gunwash. Now, Adam,
yes.
What besides the keyboard stuff, because I'm not a music expert, although I like to listen to music, what kind of hardware are we looking at here, or is it non-specific?
No, it's definitely specific.
Okay, so
everything's
what is
specific.
Okay, and we're right? looking at. Let's see. I see switches and
yeah. This would
dials.
Probably be a good time for the listener. Is there more than one listener? Do you think?
We believe me.
You said joke like that
for the listener at home. For the listeners at home, now's a good time to probably just go pee or something. And I'll just list all the gear I have.
Well, no. Listen, actually, for your information, a lot of people are listening not only in their homes, but also in the bathroom, on their phones, in the car. Lots of people are listening. And, you know, they might be interested in hearing what the hardware that you have, because the people that listen to us are a little bit niche. They might want to know.
They might even copy you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, now, if there's something new that you're going to give away, if you're going to give something away that you don't want to give away, don't do it. But
I would say Gawker called us one of the 8 smart podcasts you should hear. So,
yeah, we're the 8 smart. And you
we're
think
about
not,
to get
and,
smarter.
And look at me. They said I'm smart. And you can believe your ears when you hear this. So what kind of equipment are we looking at here, Adam?
Okay, we'll talk it down. We'll talk it down.
Talk it up. Or down or sideways, whatever you'd like to do.
There's a Casio SK-8 sampling keyboard. There's a Line 6 DL4 delay pedal looper, which I don't like very much, but I'm in the process of getting it out of my life. But I've outfitted it with a bunch of panels from a Disney Robin Hood comic book, which I was happy about. There's an Eventide harmonizer pitch factor, which allows this to happen.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. You know, you're doing things.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because sometimes we go straight digital, but I'm seeing a lot of analog stuff here, and it's really making me very, very happy and nostalgic.
This is more digital than not. It's a good hybrid. I like the phrase I came up with when I started making records and started thinking about the things I like doing was grofi, which is you have lo-fi and then you have everything
grow-fi.
Else.
Yeah, oh, well, so very interesting. Like you heard that, Armando. He said grow-fi.
Armando was on his phone. It was almost
we're writing notes
For the listeners at home, I said it would be boring what I would be talking about. And then everyone said, no, it's going to be interesting. And
well,
Gawker said, we were great. And then I start talking, and I pour my heart out, and fucking Armando's over there looking at his phone like he's never seen a phone before.
Adam, I got to tell you, I know that you feel. I know you're feeling a certain type of way about Armando on his phone, but I have to tell you.
I moved on. I felt it.
I want to tell you what I was just doing.
You can't.
That's between you and God.
It's between him and Google.
I thought you were texting God.
No, I was actually taking note of everything he was saying.
Yeah, he's trying to catch up so that he can be up to speed and make sure.
Armando, live in the now. This is podcasting. It's the Wild West, man.
I can't live in the now, man, because later I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's true.
This is worrisome.
So, Adam, I know that you are. And you may correct me because you're one of these guys that likes to correct people. And I'm fine with that. But what got you into putting all these pieces of hardware together and making music that's partly digital, partly analog, and partly you?
Well, yeah, it's all me.
Okay,
which I think is good. When I was playing saxophone and studying jazz in college. And
sure.
Then
where'd you go?
I went to New York University.
Oh, me too.
Cool.
Me too. I didn't drop out. I heard that you did.
Who would ever tell you that?
I don't know. I heard something.
I didn't.
Okay, good.
Didn't.
I'm glad that you didn't.
I made it. What dormitory did you live in?
Well, the first year I did live in Hayden.
Okay,
and then,
Hayden's fine.
Hayden's okay, yeah. And then I went to Weinstein to get food, and then I got kicked out of the dorms right after that, yeah.
Why?
I threw a glass bottle out a window and smashed it on the building across the way, and then they counted. What they said was that they counted the – they were like, well, I see that it's – it came from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 window, so that's the guy. And it was sort of like a situation like that. They came up and said, we were notified that your window was where the bottle came out of.
Right, but yeah. Was it?
Yeah, it was. Although, okay. although looking back on it, I believe that it was a plastic bottle, and I think that they were, exaggerating in a way, perhaps. But in any case, I was released from the dorms, told not to come back for another year.
Yeah.
And then I did go back to the dorms and stayed there for a little bit and then moved out and lived on my own. But I completed NYU. I don't know exactly how I did, but I did, and here I am.
It's fine.
Yeah. But you also, did you study music at
NYU?
Yeah,
I studied jazz performance. And
excellent.
I met a lot of the guys who I still play music with now through that and through all the other jazz programs going on in the city where it was those of us who didn't know what else we would study and took a lot out of it and studied improvisation pretty heavily, but also knew that that wasn't really what we wanted to be doing. So then now we just make the music that we want to make
Is jazz open-ended in that way where you can say like, all right, well, sounds and experimental progression and it's progressive and okay, let's call it jazz so that we don't confuse the people who don't know what music is? Or
no, it's the other way around, I think. I think if you call it jazz, you confuse the people who think they know what jazz is.
Ah, I see.
So
okay,
it's better to just
enough.
Call it music. But it's complicated and labeling is nice and it's, I don't know, academia is rough, but it's a great place to just like be given limitations and learn how to deal with it.
You know, being given limitations is a great way to overcome those and create solutions to make better stuff.
Sure. I just think, yeah, I think it's essential. Any limitation usually is good for creativity because it's usually when like a band or an artist has a lot of money, they stop making good things.
Yeah, they feel as though they've created a product that they can sell, and that's sort of it. You know?
Yeah, or they, you know, I mean, even just in the studio, if you can literally do anything for any number of days, it's rare that it comes out great. Sometimes it does, but it's, I don't know. We can move on. I bought a pedal, and then I bought more of them, and then I just kept piling on, and then the key is to use them like instruments, so you don't just press a button and something happens. You use it to engage with who you are, and whatever you're putting into it becomes the new whole.
Well, I suspect you. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
I know. I can tell already. I suspect you didn't start with all these pieces.
No, just one.
Yeah, and what was the first?
This is the line six delay looper, which is good. It's the one.
Yeah,
let's hear
something.
And it was the one that Reggie Watts was using before he went up to the other thing. So it's like it's become the thing, but it's nice because it has delays and then it has loops. I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's better sound that can come out. It just doesn't do what I want it to do anymore. It sort of processes that part. You need something that has more heart to it.
Yeah, I don't mean to be one of these guys that judges, but I see and maybe
a judge?
I gotta be here at the mic for an hour and a half a week, and I have to make certain judgment calls, and I feel as though maybe you're one of these guys that gets tired of hardware quick.
No.
I'm wrong.
What?
Yeah, listen, hey,
as usual.
No, I learn it. What I am is I'll have something and not ever learn the full extent of it.
Fair enough.
I'm not great with manuals, so there's definitely things in the rig that I don't know how to do all the things in it. But there's, you know, you just learn the things that you like. You learn the thing that can do this, and it's really great because it just brings it up and then it brings it down. But it also does lots of other things. But
excellent.
When it does that, it can go up and down very quickly.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you know, I, Jack, I want to get Adam to maybe play. Are you into that, or is that something you'd be into doing?
I'll do anything.
Jack, are you into that?
I'm very into that.
Jack, can we do that?
We can do that.
Oh, that's you. Okay, see, Jack's trying to, like, compete with you a little bit.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's cool. What time is it? I fucking hate this clock. Well, listen, you know, we're gonna take a music break. Not your music.
That's fine.
No, it's more than fine. So look, when we get back, we have to get to Brian Shelvin, and Adam Schatz is going to play some music for us. We are on gunwash.com. Armando, I know we've got your segment coming up.
No,
I know you've got some great...
I didn't forget about it.
No, I know you didn't.
I was noticing something about Adam.
Oh, well, very, very interesting.
What did you notice?
What
we
had
the
notice?
Same birthday.
Oh, now that brings up something very, very interesting.
So, all right, more on that after the break.
More on that. Look, yeah, he's directing the show. Okay, so well, listen, hey guys, we've got Aaron. We've got Adam Schatz, and of course, Brian Shevlin here on Gunwash.com. Call-ins are 718-497-2128. You know, you can find us every Thursday. It's 9 p.m., and you can listen anywhere.
That's 1,000 o'clock.
We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Spliffington, please pull up music, if you would. Thank you.
Your shit, and no, you can't suck it. Hang up the phone, bitch. You a fucking hater. You a fucking hater. Fucking hater. Fucking hater. Can't lie, a fucking hater. Wanna hit her up with this taser. Wanna cut her face with my razor. What you mad at, girl? That's 20 acres. Forgot I'm handsome and a money maker. Where the cash at? I flash that. Where the money take you, bad bitch? With no underclothes in a bungalow. Look at a money maker. Gold cases, no dummy chasing. Yeah, funny facing. Honey bugging. I'm a money maker. I'm a money maker. You heard, girl. I see you tell me again.
Yeah.
Bad bitches is the only thing.
Master Flex.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, hey, he's got to mix it up when he can. It's this mood that he's in. Well, we are here on Gunwash with Brian Shevlin and, of course, the one Adam Schatz. I want to start because it's important. I'm going to read a short sound bite. I know we don't do that very often, but I'm going to because it's semi-important. Let's see here. Adam Schatz. This, by the way, comes from a Pitchfork review. We respect them. If you don't want me to, if you don't want me to read it, I won't.
You can read it, but
It's going to be abbreviated. Yeah, abridged.
I want you to change one word.
Okay, what's the word?
No. What's the word? You just do it. Don't tell me. Just do it when you read it.
Fair enough. The one Adam Schatz, the leading force behind Landlady. Yes. He is spasmodic and intense. On stage, his body will often ball up. His eyes bug out. It's almost as if, though, he's receiving shock therapy. Which I've never had, but it seems excruciating. Musically, Landlady occupies a big middle space, always in need of willing entrants. Brainy. Melodic pop rock. Now, me as Aaron, this is me, Aaron, talking. I don't really like to put names on music stuff because then I get all confused and I feel like I have to put things on shelves and talk about it in a certain type of way. So, in a way, maybe it's better to let the one Adam Schatz just play. In fact, he's brought in an entire setup here. According to Pitchfork, his arrangements are full of hard lefts and detours. Pack paragraphs full of ideas into 5 minutes. Songs jump cut from moment to moment, often landing in different key or time signatures out of the clear blue. The one Adam Schatz live on Gunwash coming up right now. Here's You Hear It As We Hear It.
It'll be a short one.
No. Go. Go as long as you'd like, my friend.
No, but this will still be a short one.
That's
I
fair
can't
enough.
Change the... This is a song. This is a new song that I sort of wrote to be able to play it alone. And I'll probably record it with the band at some point. But I like it. And I played it at a couple shows, but then I played it last night at a show, and when I was at home, I added one chord to this song, and it really made a difference to me when I'm writing, and you build things up, and then you figure out what it still needs, and this one chord really makes it, like, two times as valuable. So you're going to hear it. It's going to happen right now. Driving in California makes me forget everywhere that's not California. Ooh. Driving in California makes me forget everything that's wrong in the places that are not part of California. Mm-hmm. I really jump up in volume. Driving in Colorado makes me happy, makes me fall. I fucked that one up last night. Driving in Colorado makes me happy. If you're not familiar, darling, you should drive through Colorado. Driving to Niagara through a downpour feels redundant, but I love it. California couldn't touch it. Thank you.
times zones makes me dizzy, makes me forget that I'm hungry on my way to California. I'm hungry on my way to California. I'm hungry on my way to California.
And that was the one, Adam Schatz. You know, interesting. It was unbelievable. You know, I'm taken aback, of course, by your ease. It's something actually very specific. You know, it's and of course I was told, and I'm familiar.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful, and nice. I have to say, if I can give the on mic clap, that was beautiful, and I really really enjoyed it. Thank you, Adam, for playing live for us. That's a truly a gift in studio for us.
I appreciate it.
No, and you know, I was told, and of course I seen some of your music, and I was told that you're heavy on improv, and I find it very very breathtaking. Or in fact, I was taken aback by the fact that in fact you fucked up. So you said. And that's a quote, by the way, from you.
Yeah.
I fucked that up last night, or whatever you said.
I'm new at playing this song.
Yeah, but you know what? You took it in a way that was part of the song. Am I weird in saying that?
No. You got it. That's. I think in the past couple years, I've gotten really good at taking any time anything happens that you didn't plan on happening and incorporating it into the whole thing. And it always is better, and to the point of where sometimes I hope something's going to go different. Because then you can really run with it.
And do you find that sometimes...
That wasn't one of those moments. That was, I wish I just got the lyrics right, because I think they'd hit better. But I am able to commit, I think. Like, I'm in it. I'm already in it, so I'm not going to get out of it. I'm not going to be bummed.
Yeah, but don't you think it's interesting that if you're in it and you fuck up and you talk about the fact that maybe you made a mistake, and but you're still in it and it's part of the song? Or am I off?
No,
am
it
I,
is.
Am I off? Or
it comes from a place, I don't know, a bunch, couple years ago when I was really listening to a lot of Jonathan Richman at the time, and just starting to experiment with like a sing-along component in live performance, I was kind of honing in on what I thought was the most important thing to me about being a live performer, and that was vulnerability. And that goes in hand with honesty, and it goes in hand with strength and all these things, but it is about not being afraid to say you fucked up and have it be something that's true.
And it's not kitschy. I mean, if you fucked up in a song live, it's not kitschy to say, hey, I fucked up. It's part of the song, and that's not weird. It's actually part of it in a real way.
Hey, Adam, can I ask, what's the chord you add?
You're interrupting my song!
I'll do it. I didn't do it right, because what happened was I fucked up the lyric, and then when I went to redo it, I got the lyric right, but I didn't play that chord right.
And ooh. How crazy is that?
So I'll do it now again. I'll do it slower.
Fair enough. Here we go.
Here we go.
Just so because it is, I do really like it. Here, I'll do it both ways. So here's the way it was before yesterday. Driving in Colorado makes me happy. If you're not familiar, darling, you should drive through Colorado. And then, so I just added one more chord in the beginning. Driving in Colorado makes me happy. If you're not familiar, darling, you should drive through Colorado.
Yeah, I feel you.
And it accomplishes a bunch of things. It gives it gives like a color chord where just like you just always feel as a major third chord, and it's just like that's my favorite chord. It's the best. And you just like really feel it, but you gotta trick people into hearing it sometimes.
So what do you mean by that, trick people into hearing it? I'm not sure I understand.
Well, because the way you normally hear that chord, I think, is in this fashion, which is still totally dynamite, but I've got sick of using it that way. So if you're in G, you're like, I'm in G. So that's the chorus. Anything. And it's great. But so this way you come at it from the other side, sort of like sneak down to that minor two. And so that's a really cool thing. But then it also gives this like steadiness and motion that wasn't there before. So it's like... And then all of a sudden those four chords hit like one after another. And it's like, it got me really excited about when I'll do it with a band. That'll just like, it'll just be like a moment that pops up and gets some momentum where you didn't see momentum coming.
You know, it's interesting because
you usually hear that in the ending of a song sometimes.
Well, it's funny when you like come across a musical performer who like their songs always sound like the end of the song, and it's interesting because I went to see this artist upstate, a visual artist, this past weekend, and he did this movement where he went like this. He was
punching his hand.
Yeah, he was punching his hand, and I was like, and I feel as though maybe like that's the same sentiment I get from some of the chords or the way he's using the chords. In fact, where it's like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, Odetta. You know, it's so funny because like, am I a rube that like I'm really into Arthur Russell, and then I listen to Adam, and I'm like, oh, this is like familiar to me. Like I like this discordant.
I'm gonna do an Arthur Russell song.
You're going to?
For sure.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm gonna like my heart's gonna melt. I'm it's gonna good. Weird and
all
shit.
The songs I was gonna do today are just the songs I did last night at Manhattan Inn, where I like challenged myself to learn a bunch of new things because I didn't know them. And I do two Arthur Russell songs already, but this one I had never done before, and it was cool.
So when you played at the Manhattan Inn, was it you with Landlady or just you?
No, it was me. Manhattan Inn's great because it's where I go to just like to work stuff out or do like really special one-off things.
Oh, that sounds really awesome.
So sometimes I go there. I usually call it Adam Schatz and Friends, and it'll be me with a bunch of my friends, and I'll do things with horns and things with people from other bands. We play each other's songs, and there's usually like one artist where we'll do a bunch of their songs. We did one night with Big Star, we did one night with the band, and we did sometimes it's more mix and match, really awesome Randy Newman thing I did with horns that felt so cool. Last night I was sort of unprepared, kind of last minute, but there's this drummer, Ryan Sawyer, who's amazing. I first saw him play when I moved to the city in 2006, and he played with this band called Tall Furs, but he plays and he has played with TV on the Radio, and he has he plays with Thurston Moore a bunch, and he has his own solo thing called Lone Wolf, which is really cool, where it's just like him playing, you know, free jazz fluid drums and singing like country songs, and it's awesome. And we had done improv things together before, but I asked him if he wanted to just do something with me there, and it ended up being sort of our two solo sets combined, where we would weave it back and forth. We do a cover together. We did that song, the Driving in California song, and he had never heard it. And by like that improv section by the end where I did all the loops that time, I was like, Ryan, you're gonna come in here. And then he just came in, he sounded amazing, and I was sure. Playing grand piano, and it was awesome. And then we got into that last verse, and it was like this totally amazing spontaneous musical moment. I've been talking like pretty far from the microphone. I hope
well,
that's
we,
okay.
We generally tell people to get right in the mic, but then
no,
again, we're used to it, so we do that.
I feel bad.
No, stop.
Here's
you're doing
the thing.
Great.
It's the chair.
Yeah, well, listen, we do what we can in this place, but you know, also the levels go up and down. Now playing in those spontaneous sets, I did notice you do play the band a lot, and I'm partial to the band, and that doesn't have that much to do with our show or anything like that. But why? I mean, besides the fact that they're the best band, why the band? I mean,
they're the best band.
I discovered their records
at the end of high school. I found all my dad's band albums, sure, and then you hear it. Then you just hear like Across the Great Divide, and you're just like, oh my god!
Across the Great Divide. Can we play that like right now, or no? Or are we not allowed to?
No,
that's illegal. That's illegal.
It's illegal. It is illegal. Across, no. Can I sing with you?
Oh, you no, can. No. I don't even know that song that well. I only know. You told me how much you like the band. I was like, are there any band songs I know I can nail right now?
If you
can like
play
Dixie.
One, we could sing. Well, Dixie's. Everyone knows how. To
everyone
play
knows that's a thing.
Can we sing Dixie? Or are we not allowed to?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, do.
I mean, if I'm going to do the Arthur Russell song, then you should be able to do.
Well, it depends on what Arthur Russell. He has a lot of songs.
He does. Well, actually, no. This one's man. This one's fucking. This one's fair use.
Okay,
it is, because it's
enough.
Not really his song.
Okay, cool.
This one is his song, but you know, fuck Robbie Robertson. You know, Casio is the way to play these songs. Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train. So Sawman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, they were hungry, just barely alive. On May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's the time I remember oh so well.
The night they drove old Dixie down.
Bells were ringing the night they drove old Dixie down. All the people were singing, they went na 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 na
What a sing-along.
When I get to sing, it makes my heart beat at a rate that I don't know the rate of it.
Aaron and Adam just had a flashback.
Well, listen, I'm not that cordant. I'm not as cordant as you. Well, listen, hey. Well, Adam, listen, you've made my life brighter and brighter and brighter, and what can I say?
Nothing.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I got to do another half an hour, and I have to say something, but...
Go nuts.
Metaphorically, I know what you mean. Yes, there's nothing much I can say. I do want to say, of course, Mr. Windows 95 is in the house. I'd like to give a shout to that. He's Hi. My boy, and he's here. And we are going to go to Herbert Splivington. We got to take a musical break. Adam Schatz has played live. And
what's good? This is Marco Antti.
Yeah, and Adam, I have to say, I'm not as cordant as you, but I'm thankful you let me sing with you.
What does that word mean?
I don't know, like that we worked, that it worked musically.
I guess I know discordant, but I've never heard...
Well, I think I'm discordant. I think I'm discordant.
Right. I've just never heard cordant said before.
Maybe it's not a word. I might be making it up. It's possible. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Real quick... Jack.
Hey. Yeah?
Would you ever speak on a panel at NASA called Mastering the Meteor?
Yes.
Answer yes.
Good.
All right, well, we've got Adam Schatz and Brian Shelvin in the house. And I probably keep saying that wrong. Shevlin. Excuse me. Yeah,
come
no, that's
on.
My problem, Brian. I always, you know, I got to read a ton of outlines.
We got a lot more. We didn't even hear Brian's story yet.
We've got popular. A lot more to talk about tonight. And, of course, we have Mondo's segment with Brian Shevlin. And we are going to play some Herbert Splivington now. You are on Gunwash. We are here every Thursday at 9 p.m. and we are on gunwash.com. Proud broadcasters on the heritageradionetwork.org. Available for live. Collins, 718-497-2128. We will be right back.
I try to make the next month for the I try to make the next motherfucking scene up in here. Fucking Schmidt Shiro.
How much money is that?
Jello Beats, come at me.
And you be on some hot nigga. Like I talked to Shicey when I shot nigga. Like you seen him twirl, then he drop, nigga. And we keep the mind millies on my block, nigga. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop, niggas. And we be wildin', he some hot, nigga. Tones known to get busy with them clocks, nigga. Try to run down and get shot, nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. Shorty give me neck till I pass out. Swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get out by my trap house. I've been selling classes like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I go all out. Shorty love the way that I flow out.
Me see the whole world, I dance.
See the whole world I dance, we see the whole world I sing. Smurda dance I mash up, yard and foreign. Me see the whole world I dance, the whole world I sing. Smurda dance I mash up, yard and foreign. Them a do it in a Bronx, Queens, in a Brooklyn. Smurda dance I mash up, yard and foreign. Them a do it in a Europe, Japan and thing. Smurda dance I mash up, yard and foreign. It's a murder, what? You know read a man, it's murder, what? It's a run a murder. Whoa, you know that Bobby's murder. Whoa, is why we at. Gangsta no play. Smurda dance at my shop, Miami, LA. Murda. Whoa, true to read that Bobby Smurda. Whoa, this a dance, I take it further. Whoa, true to read that Bobby Smurda. Whoa, do them finish them on a real cool. This set me shot in on your face, nigga. Broad daylight, yo, me got the grave, nigga. Say a word, blood I run like guns with a X got the trap, make it clap. Niggas falling, niggas dying, niggas drop. Should I know, say them, I you not take chat. Should I know, say them, I you not take chat. Thousand shot or nothing, make me tell you something. If you think you're bad, who see wall of such a button. Bust him through like mutton, we not alley button. If you think them shooters, left them engine running. Dust, make a dope people a week ago. Don't tell me they dancing to me, no. Shot the boy from the bed to him pinky toe. Pinky toe. Welcome to this murder show. This murder show. Colombian necktie, yeah, we first start that. If you think I lie, boy, go and go ask Pratt. Bad man police in farmer get shot. In farmer, boy, you feel no that. 1,000 shot or nothing, make me tell you something. If you think you're bad, pussy wall us ultra button. Bust him show like mutton, we not alley button. If you think them shooters, left them engine running.
We don't go looking for no answers. We get it done. Brooklyn motherfucking dancers. Squeeze in the book. Revenge is at the streets. I just call a body, got my real killers with me. You know. When I run up in your house with a banana clip. Got my finger on my sticker, I'll be busting it. When I run up in your house with a banana clip. If it ain't about this money, we ain't touching it. If you ain't no street nigga, why you singing? If you wanna fuck around, I'ma bring it. If you see me in a fight with the bear, I'ma win it.
Them everything with the Glock gun. Them never tell you send a play with the axe call. This me a same time in the tracks call. And them can't catch me astray. Me not that dumb. You know the offset must have gone. This me not right and me kill you with a black gun. Gangsta shoot up your party if you have fun. Walk with me key and people no stop run. Shmurderer, black brother. Gyal they a, mat they a, ass killer. Them say them strap but me strap better. No strap metal, fuck me.
I had a dream last night.
I have a dream.
Swimming in the light.
One day.
Chilling with Jesus Christ.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, 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 hey, yeah.
Everybody's money, make we die.
Everybody has money to the top. We see everybody's money. We get a call from Bobby Smurda. The whole of Brooklyn said this a murder. Everybody a do this money. I did brand new dance in case you never heard of. Just out and move your shoulder. Left, right, march up like a soldier. Bend over, girl, shake it like a soda. Do this money, set your hand like you a push a stroller. Move to the right, money, move to the left, money. Bad man dance, this a nothing up, boy, we're funny. Backside do this money, Brooklyn do this money. That it's too cold, I want you sweet like honey. Bend your back, money, move up your feet, money. Walk round in a circle, show them off, it do it, sonny. Empty the clip, Donnie, you nothing, now I ask money. Bend your back, then you pull your knee like money, money. Yeah, everybody has money to the dance. Me want to see everybody's money make we dance. Yeah, everybody has money to the dance. Me want to see everybody's money.
Okay, yeah. No more fun.
Gun wild.
No more fun. No more fun.
Never. No more fun.
I'm not having fun, so it's okay.
Wow.
How are you, Armando? Sorry, I don't get to pay enough attention to you, but now it is all.
It's cool.
You.
I'm still sick, so you don't want to look at sick people.
Hopefully,
can I air you out, Aaron?
Yes, please.
Aaron walks out and he goes, oh my God, did I just kill my career by singing that song?
No, I know, no, it's okay. I listen, I get a little
Marco says yes.
Yeah, dude, come on. No, come on, Marco. Don't be mad at me. Come on, man.
You mad.
All right. Well, anyway, it's time for Mondo, so please.
Oh,
Mondo,
I don't have
please.
The song. I'm
it
sorry.
It doesn't matter. Cool. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
no
matter.
Song. You know what? Mondo. Mondo, Mondo.
It doesn't matter for the song. It's
nah, fun. But you know what's so crazy? Brian just brought this shirt, and just Jack, since he's, you know, back in production, he pretty much kept the shirt that I would have probably worn.
Right,
but the only probably they,
too
only
bad,
reason,
buddy.
The only reason why they say that is because most of the like I'm wearing a blue jersey today, but I'm usually wearing white.
Yeah, Mondo,
black.
How many free I shirts like you shirt. Get on the regular, like every week?
Many.
Like let's say
seven. Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
Let's say 3 to 4.
No, I'd say on. Seven is more.
Your
like
free shirt quota is like maxed out.
It's a perk.
My new thing is soccer jerseys or like hockey jerseys.
His name is Shirt Mondo.
Authentics, right?
Authentics. But nah, I'm pretty psyched that Brian is here because he has this a major gallery.
Yes, so I've heard.
On Ludlow. And this is where we used to always be at back in the day.
Yeah, I know. And it's
in the Lower East Side
quite
in
a bit
in
over
Manhattan.
The
city, yeah. Lower East Side.
Yeah.
So welcome, Brian. I'm sorry that you didn't really get to talk as much earlier. You know, you always was welcome to engage.
No, that was awesome. I mean, like, he was rocking it, and it was.
What'd
I was,
you think?
I was, that was incredible. It was so.
Were you
cool.
Fanning out for a second?
I was actually air drumming the entire time. I was air
fanning too. I was fanning out heavily.
That was incredible.
But you say you was air drumming?
Yeah, yeah. It's
so
like
you should
air
be
guitar.
A former drummer.
Yeah, music major was my first major in college, so music was one of my big backgrounds. This is the reason why I moved to New York City.
So you could have just related to what Adam was saying.
Yeah, I actually thought that I just told Odette that we could take everything he said and just change music to art, and it'd be basically the same. We're just going to repeat the first half. And just
well, not with the questions I have. Not with the questions I have here for you, though.
Because, no, it was the same thing. It was awesome. That was so rad.
You have an interesting background. I see that like you're you used to be a drummer, a former drummer. You founded the gallery in 2010, which is like a few years ago. And there's a lot of members. It's
huge. We got 350 artists in the collective. We're in the Lower East Side. I had a background of working for a skateboarding magazine called Heckler back in the 90s. I moved to New York City with my band, and that was kind of how I got my start.
That's like living a dream.
Well, no, I mean, it's called living like a homeless person. And you know, when you're a musician, you just struggle. You spend so much time.
But it makes you grow as a person.
Living the dream is said one of two ways in regards to being in a band. It's either said by people who are telling you that you're living the dream, or it's said by yourself sarcastically when you're really tired and like loading a bunch of gear after a show,
or just like done.
No one is ever. You're never like surfboarding with a guitar and like in the Speedo made out of $1,000 bills and yelling, living the dream. I wish more than anything that you could be.
Really? Mondo does that.
Well, Mondo does a lot of things, but Brian, you started that particular band, of course, started as Pela, excuse me. My phonetics are
they're a local Brooklyn band.
And then the name has changed.
Why? Has it? How come?
They changed a bunch of members, including myself. I mean, I was in the band from like 2001 to 2003 or 4, so not that long. And then they went through different members, they changed to their recent band's called the August, or they call, go by Augustine.
Yeah, where does the, that doesn't come from St. Augustine or anything,
no.
Does it?
No, actually, you know, me and the lead singer, Bill, we were both born August 15th, 1975.
There you go.
So we have the exact same birthday, coincidental.
Oh, wow.
In this room.
That was the thing. Yeah, so you guys.
It's time
we had the same birthday.
It's time we address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with that, guys? Tell me about
it. The spotted elephant?
Yeah, talk
to me. Wait, just to be sure, you. How do you know my birthday?
Well, on this piece of paper that I have.
Piece of paper that said I dropped out of college when I didn't.
What it pretty much said.
I just want to make sure we have the same birthday before we go any deeper into it, because I'm not going to waste my time if we don't.
Yeah.
Well, when's your birthday?
Okay, let's just have a series of, like, we're not going to actually say, but let's just have some questions.
We say it at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Jack.
Or, no, you could just do this.
Wait, when's your birthday? You both got to say it at the same time, right?
One, two, three.
October 28th.
Okay, I didn't understand anything.
Here's the thing. We share. You said October 28th.
Correct.
We share a midnight. That's it.
Yeah, but that's important.
I'm 29.
Oh.
You're 29?
I'd like to take a minute and.
No, he means the 29th.
I'm October 29th. I'm 26. I'd like to address the fact checking on this show. Because it's not bad.
Well, listen, that's not, you know, hey.
But as far as facts go, it's either a fact or it's not. So you're like. You're like about to grab the fact. It's like you can see it, and there's the fact.
It sounds like my life. Like, I know, bad deliveries.
I know, and then it's just. But then there's just one thing that makes it a lie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I just want to address it. I actually don't think it's good or bad. Listen, we're talking about it, right?
Yeah, talking it out is the healthy way to do it, in my opinion.
Hey, Adam, have you been to the con
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. I never heard this version.
To be clear, if there's one song that I think you actually can't play, it's that one.
Actually, that was a variation, actually.
Yeah, what version?
I never heard that version.
What version is that? What version is that?
That was the birthday song by Oh My Genius on YouTube.
That's
my favorite. That's version. Sinead O'Connor's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Con Artist Gallery, Adam?
No. Is that Brian's thing? I was peeing.
Yes.
I'm peeing right now.
Me too.
I don't think there would be room for me in there. There's 300 people? How many people?
Yeah,
we have 350 artists in the collective.
And they hang on the walls, or how does it work?
Well, they can come in, and we have a fingerprint scanner.
Okay.
So you push your finger down on the little scanner, and then that gets you in.
It tells you if you're an artist or not.
Yep.
So you're like, so this isn't like ABC No Rio. You have like a real thing happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I love ABC
No
Rio.
That's incredibly insulting to ABC No Rio.
No, but no. Hey, listen, Adam, they don't have a fucking fingerprint scanner.
They don't. Dude. They have a great zine library, though.
Yeah, for sure.
That place is good to get nightmares.
Yeah, we're two blocks from it. And
Jack, if you get called back to mastering the media, you need to bring up zine libraries.
I don't want to. Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
I interrupted. Keep going.
No, that's right. But we're on Ludlow Street, 350 artists. But actually, I mean, it's a collective, and so it's just a big group to do all kinds of stuff. So the venue is just one location that we do stuff in. We'll be at Art Basel in Wynwood. Come by Wynwood and see about 50 of our artists involved with that. We work with other galleries. We have a show coming up in Tokyo. We just did something in London. We just had a show in Boston.
Do you get to go to all of them? Do you get to go to Tokyo?
I wish I could.
Can I throw a curveball?
I love
here?
Tokyo.
I'm going to throw a curveball real quick.
Yeah,
Brian, you've been to the space at Odetta's mom's place, right? At 2nd Street, right?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, my
awesome.
God. That's my old house.
Aaron used to live next door to that place.
Yeah. And
what did
sort
you think of
there.
That space?
No, it's a beautiful building. I love the Lower East Side. There's so much history. Some of these buildings in their basements, it's like someone's got like, oh, this was an oven from 1640.
Right, yeah, yeah. specifically that building where Odetta lives, they'll have like sewage pipes that are from like 1,000 years ago. Like, you know, things like that that are quite,
it's really cool. And you could be in this crazy old shitty building actually, and then just in the basement's all this crazy history. So the Lower East Side just is like one of those locations, and that's actually why, I mean, one of the main reasons why we're still there is, I mean, you talk about Andy Warhol and Velvet Underground and Basquiat, and you know, you can go into these huge historic New York names of the Lower East Side, and you know, so I kind of actually, one of the arguments I just had with somebody is I said that's why we need to be there, and he's like, don't you know that war was lost a long time ago?
That's bullshit. that's just someone's opinion based on some media shit. But you know, I do have like, you know, it's interesting. I got a million questions, but I have these like two specific questions for you.
I got a bunch.
I'm glad you do, because we got to fill up time in this motherfucker. But Brian, the first question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave till later. The second question I'm gonna ask now. How many artists?
350.
I don't understand. Like, what do you? How do you? Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, what do you do? Do you like? What's your email?
Let's hold on. Before anything else, I think it's really important that you give your email address. Yeah,
I think you need like 550 artists. So, what's your email? No, well, but seriously, how do you deal with that? I mean, how do you work with that?
What does it take to be a member? Hypothetically. I'm a great artist.
Right.
And I want to be a part. What's it called again?
Con Artist Collective.
Con Artist Collective.
Yeah.
Why'd you call it that?
I had called it The Collective for like decades when I was working on the idea.
Right.
And it was just kind of boring. So we're thinking, what's a collective? But it's like a group, it's a community, it's connected. So someone's like, oh, we'll call it Con Art because it's connected artists.
It's
boring. And then also, to be honest, like, we're a venue where you can join, you can make art there, or you know, we have all the tools. It's basically like an art gym. We have a gallery.
It's
like a co-op. It's a collective.
Oh, wow.
And so basically the idea is one place that can serve all these things. And so in a weird way, if you think about it, it's a little bit of like we're circumventing the traditional system, you know, the traditional gallery system, the traditional agents. We're doing it ourselves.
It's so small anyway. There's no reason not to do it yourself.
Yeah, and I come from the like 80s, 90s DIY generation of zines and you know, mixtapes and this kind of stuff and sorry.
Brian, why from being a dedicated drummer in a band, two bands, let's say, one that toured and did all sorts of stuff, why that into guiding 350 artists into their daily life of doing art?
The real answer why there's 350 artists in a collective is just because there's no services for like creative people. You're just on your own. You're alone.
It's either a job or you be
You're in an apartment. You're struggling to pay rent. You can't afford all these rad. You know, you like save up paycheck to pay. I mean, it's a struggle. It's just a fight.
And so what's the outcome? How do you show?
Can Jeremy join this
stuff?
Collective?
No, absolutely not. Jeremy's not allowed.
But you know, it's it's New York City too. It's punishing. So, you know, the reason why.
I'm joking, Jeremy. Don't punch me. I'm sorry. I was joking with you. I'm joking.
He looked pretty serious.
No, he knows I'm joking around. He's got his cigarette in the mouth the wrong way.
Brian, how'd you get into hospitality? Because I saw you as a former manager at the Soho House at the Ace Hotel. Like,
I did work there. Well, when I moved to New York City, just like the struggle, you got to pay rent. So I was waiting tables, and that turned into management. Well, also, I love to learn things. Like, I like when someone's like, yo, do you want to learn how to do that? I'm like, yeah, I want to learn payroll. I'll learn how to do this stuff. So eventually that led to be a GM for a nightclub called Lotus. And I was kind of like in a F&B management role there, and then opened up a restaurant with them, and then ended up working for the Soho House. And so it's just like the New York...
Do you not do anything like that anymore?
No, I stopped in 2010.
You know, so
and opened up the Collective.
You know what's so funny is, like, Armando, like, it's funny, I could, like, talk to you about this, because remember, like, the Soho House, like, I would do the panels, and they would be like, and they would give me, like, a $200, and they'd be like, how do you feel about cell phones? And, like, hey, well, what if I had a credit card that was, like, connected to your cell phone? And, like, I would, like, sit on these panels, and, like, these, like, you know, execs would be like, if I had a cell phone that had a credit card connected to it, would you scan it on a fucking sneaker? Like, you know, and, like, that's what we did in Soho House, and that's, like, you know, that's what I think of when I think of Soho House.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's
mean?
Pretty correct.
Actually. Yeah, I mean,
Dubai,
that's how I made. Well, that's how I made money when I was 22 years old. You know what I mean? They would be like, "Oh, you wear Nike sneakers and North Face jackets. You must know about things that are on cell phones and, you know, things of this nature." But what exactly were you doing over at Soho House?
Well, I used to manage the sixth floor, so that, like, that.
Oh,
yeah.
That so similar.
The,
so
the
that
bar.
Hold the convention oh. center. Yeah.
That bar floor. I mean, this is the meatpacking district.
I thought the sixth floor was where they tortured poor people for everyone's amusement.
They do that too.
Take them to the sixth floor.
I think they do that in a lot of buildings.
I liked working there. I did, actually.
Once a year, doesn't the Soho House hold a Hunger Games amongst all the people who work there?
That's an idea.
That would be great.
I think it's fact. Oh, hold on. I'm getting a call. Yeah, someone, the fact checker for this show just told me that
was
a fact.
It was on the outline, yep.
That was 100% truth.
Is it actually worth becoming a member to the Soho House?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on
who you are. Probably no one in this room
has any interest in being a member.
Well, no, I have interest. If I could use the pool and get a room, then yeah, I have interest.
Yeah.
I do have extreme interest. I'm getting old now. I feel like I need that in my life, maybe. Can I afford it? Probably not. But am I entitled to it? I'd say so.
Would they let anyone like me, who's like quite so Jewy,
member. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I mean, listen, maybe
we're constantly being kept out of clubs.
well, I know we weren't like, and I remember my dad. You know,
my dad was not let into clubs.
Well, no, Lido Beach in Long Island, we were not allowed in.
Do you think Dancing Jeremy would look good in the Soho House?
Dancing Jeremy looks good anyway.
You barely see Dancing Jeremy because he's wearing a camo top.
Yeah, he blends into the hipster look.
You can't call camouflage hipster. It's very not hipster.
That's true.
Adam, there's many different kinds.
It's very mob deep.
There's many different kinds.
Military.
Of camo.
Right, but he's wearing the camo that actually looks like the Earth.
Right, but that's going back to something that's before.
No, my friend, the Earth is not before. The Earth is now.
Oh, the Earth is not before the Earth. The Earth is now. And so, Brian, and all through this adventure of working in hospitality and doing these high-end hotels and things of this nature and working in groups and bands and trying to make it work, why that step into, basically, in my opinion, taking on a nightmare, all these artists, all these egos, all these people. Yeah, it is a nightmare. And why do you have a smile on your face? Because I can't understand that.
If
you're sitting here enjoying that and you're putting these guys on and they're having shows and they're having shows in Tokyo and they're under your name, but you can't go to the show. And what's going on? I don't understand. I mean,
I feel that struggling in New York City and having this sense of, like, being a creative person, always neat, like, wishing I could do rad shit, right? Like, you're a creative person, like, God, I wish I could, if I could just do this, if I just had a chance, if I just had access, like, I want a screen print. I can't afford a four-color screen printing press.
Yeah.
So, you know, the struggles, so we've grown and grown. That's why we have 350 members, because there's so many really creative people.
Yeah, how do you manage all those fucking assholes? I'm not saying they're assholes. You know what I mean? I mean, like, they're probably 350 people
exhausting.
Hitting you up saying, like, what can I get?
You don't have help?
Oh, no. I mean, we have staff, and we've grown and grown and grown over the years, and we have a team of interns who are incredible, and they do so much for us. And so, you know, we put together this infrastructure, and then there's a lot of artists who come to us, and they use the space. They have a chance to. I have so many artists like, the first time I ever showed my art to anyone was in your gallery, and now I have a show at Pioneer Works.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, that's
And you make that makes you feel good.
Yeah, that's right? Like, you know, it's like that's why
that's
we do it.
Part of the reward, right?
But you know, it isn't charity though. We're not running a charity. The intention was to build a tool. You know, I kind of say a con artist as a metaphor is like a trampoline. If you're like a gymnast and you want to fucking bounce like crazy, you need a trampoline.
Yeah.
You know? So we provide this. We've built this thing that a creative person can use to like get to the next level, to get higher than they might be able to. You know, if they weren't, on their own struggle.
And Brian, when one of these 300, however many fucking artists you have, when they get to that trampoline and they jump up past and they've decided, you know what, I've outgrown the con artist, you embrace that and you say, I helped you
that's
get there
awesome.
And I feel beautiful.
That's, I mean, that's the dream.
Now that
every time
is,
someone doesn't need us anymore because they've grown beyond it, that's...
And you can feel good about that.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable and admirable, and I salute you for that because I can't believe that you would do that because most people are in here trying to figure out how they can use and
right.
exploit other people to get where they want to be.
I had a meeting with this really smart. I've been involved with some of these tech stars,
sure,
some of these like entrepreneur
sure,
things.
Sure.
And one of the
phone
recent
stuff.
Meeting I just had was this guy who said like, you know, you should put in the contract that for the rest of that artist's life, you just own like 0.1%
or 1%
or something.
Fuck that shit.
He's like every artist is going to sign that when they have nothing and it's so little. I was like, but that's just unethical. That's just wrong.
You want to know something? You're gonna get from. Let's say
I signed that, and then like, damn, like 5 years now or 10 years from now, I gotta like pay you point whatever.
Yeah,
no,
0.1%.
I think my point is this. Let's say 200 of the 350 artists all do well.
Right. Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, which is not true because two of them are going to do well, which is fine because art is art and that's beautiful and that's fine and we love that. If those 100 artists or 200 artists do well and they all say, okay, I'll pay Brian $1 for every blah, blah, blah that I do, right? I suspect personally that you're going to be more fulfilled knowing that you helped build someone's life in art.
I think my motivation is to do kind of like rad shit. I want to just kind of like when I played in a band, I wanted to like rock and write incredible songs.
Yeah.
When I paint, I want to be happy with it. And when I run the business, I want to like it to be awesome and do a fucking rad job. Sorry, can I cuss this much?
Yeah, you can curse as much as you want.
Shut it down. What?
You can say.
Well, I got two.
Yep, show's
two
over.
Left.
Show's over.
Two
thanks a lot.
Left.
You can say like really, really, really bad words on this.
Yeah, we did a whole show.
I was just in a trance. He just put me in a trance. That means that was awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, this is like live being performed live right next to me.
Yeah,
this
well, that's why we do. That's why we try to mash the guests up like that. You know, we try to,
Yeah, this is awesome.
So what's next for the con artist group? Or, I mean, there's 350 people in it, so who knows what's next? But highlighting what's next with con artists.
Well, one of the things you might join a collective for is to meet other like-minded, cool, creative people, to have access to equipment, and opportunities that come from that. So I think I would like to expand and have other locations. Because if we can open LA, we can open another city, then the artists in New York who suddenly like, oh wait, I can show in LA, I can meet LA creative people, I can meet Berlin artists, I can show in Berlin. Like connecting artists across a global sphere, I think expanding just adds value to all those creative people.
Unbelievable.
That's my plan.
Exactly what we need in this,
I just need
in
money.
This world. Yeah.
Jerk off if you like big women.
You know, and I see Adam's about to. He has something important to say.
I have something important to say.
Well, listen, it's got to be important, so you say it.
Well, you said you needed money, so I'm going to just pitch you an idea real quick.
I got $5 for you right now.
I think
now.
It's topical. It's basically you take all of it. It would be a service that takes all the art everyone makes in the world,
right?
And it would be for. It would be basically Tinder for fine art.
Oh, yeah.
And you would just, anytime you thought something was not art.
I don't know
you
if you should be saying this on the air. This is very, very delicate.
I'm going to finish the idea. If you think it's not art and you don't want to own it, you swipe
it
left.
Being developed in Manila right now.
And if you think it's good art and you want to put your dick in it, you swipe right.
Right. Yeah. Bam. Done. Love it.
Every faggot supports Riff Raff. If you are fat,
I don't support. I just want to fuck.
No, every faggot wants to fuck Riff Raff.
Okay. Excellent. And on that note, listen. Sorry, I think it was unbelievable, and that's part of Gunwash. Yeah, you know,
maybe
listen,
this is too last minute, but Adam, do you want to close us out with a song before splitting?
But what do we That'd do for awesome. Drop? Maybe we just close.
We do drops too. We'll do it all. Come
all right, fine. All right, so we're gonna do it right now. Here's what we're gonna do, guys. Ready?
How much time do we have?
We're over. So we're gonna start like. So we're gonna do like this, Adam. Adam and Brian,
yeah,
we're going to give drops.
Okay.
And in the drop, you're going to say your name, and you're listening to Gunwash, and you're going to tell us where you can find where we can find you. And we're going to do it starting with Brian. Brian, go right ahead. The mic is yours. Give your final message to the Gunwash listeners.
Well, you mean just like drop my name, Con Artist Collective.
It's whatever you want to do.
You can be like, yo, this Con Artist, you can listen to Gunwash.
Okay, got it. I'm sorry.
You like, man. You don't have to say
Con Artist Gunwash. Collective. Thank you, Gunwash, for having me. This is awesome. You guys are incredible. And, you know, you can find us at conartistnyc.com, and that's where you can keep up to date with everything that the collective is doing. And if you're interested in looking for an art community, that we're there. And this is awesome, Gunwash. You guys are incredible, actually. This is great.
That was awesome. But I'm gonna show you guys what a drop sounds like.
Sorry.
Here, hold on. Here we go.
This is Contessa Studo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man. But at the end of the day, I want the Gunwash Radio. So you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yeah, Brian, oh, Brian, your drop was unbelievable. Jack's just messing around. And now, of course, Adam, Adam Schatz, please drop.
How's it going? My name is Adam Schatz. You can find me on the twitter.com at Landlady Band. And I have a band called Landlady that just put out a record and it's doing lots of stuff. So if you want to come talk to me, see where Landlady's doing things, or you find me in person. It's Adam Schatz there's a C in the last name, and you'll put it where you want to put it.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Gunwash Radio 100.7 AM.
Excellent. And listen, guys, I can't thank you enough for coming.
Do we want to close? Adam, do you feel like closing with a song?
Yeah, I think Jack is right on this one. Yeah. So, Adam, why don't you close out with a song, and then we will go to Splittington. You've been listening to Gunwash next Thursday.
Tell Jeremy to hold tight for a second.
Jeremy is holding tight. You'll find us next Thursday. Actually, we're off next Thursday.
All right.
You will find us two Thursdays from now on Gunwash.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You are correct. And thank you very much. And now we leave you with Adam Schatz and the one Herbert Spliffington. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, old paint, I'm leaving Cheyenne. When I take my saddle down from the wall, put it on to my pony, lead him from the stall, tie my bones to his back, burn our faces west, and we'll ride the prairie that we love the best. Goodbye, old paint, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm leaving Cheyenne.
goodbye old paint. I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye old paint. I'm leaving Cheyenne.
You just a part of me. I really love you. two bull carrying a one pen. Choke down like man, but a reverence on the melody come again. But all right.
Don't wash.